This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
To talk all things Cleveland sports, starting with the Browns, we head out to the fan hotline and welcome on John Fanta, college basketball on Fox, and more importantly, Cleveland Zone. John, welcome to the show, buddy.
Fellas, it's terrific to be with you. Football is back. I'm excited. I'm ready.
Well, this is where we're starting because I've had a couple, conversations with Browns fans who say I've never been less excited for a Browns season. I've never been more excited to move on from the Deshaun thing and to just see what this team is and where they are this year. I'm pretty excited for a team that might end up going 3-14. Where are you with them?
Yeah, I'm excited too. I do think that this is a fascinating training camp, and I also think that when you can walk into a season, right, and you know that there's intrigue at the quarterback position from a standpoint of who are they going to pick, but then what else does the rest of the roster hold? For instance, a Juwan Jones, is he going to be the long-term answer at left tackle for this team? How does the offensive line work with frankly, I mean, guys, I think we would all agree that when Deshaun Watson was in there last year, and it's not to heap on him, but the fact is when he was under center for this football team, it was very hard to evaluate the other pieces on the team because the quarterback play was that rough. I'm hoping that at least for a sector of the season, when you are trying to win, I know you want a high draft pick next spring, but that's not what Kevin Stefanski's showing up to week one against the Cincinnati Bengals for. You want to see, does David Njoku still possess the skill set to go and get you 1,000 yards, to go and do the things that you want him to do? Does this wide receiver core, what's the story beyond Jerry Jeudy? And what can Cedric Tillman give you this upcoming season? And then defensively, Myles Garrett has now, make no mistake about it, the Browns still made one of the biggest extension signings in the National Football League. By giving Myles Garrett his deal, what are the expectations now? The expectations are for Myles Garrett to be as good of a defensive player as any in football. And now I want to see, what does Carson Schwessinger look like? Obviously, they thought that he was going to be a solid piece. What does Mason Graham do for Myles Garrett and vice versa? And then in terms of the defensive backfield, this secondary, can they stay healthy? It's time for Ronnie Hickman. It's time for Grant Delpit. It's time for these guys in the secondary, Martin Emerson too, to show up and show, hey, that year one Jim Schwartz defense, we could get back there. We could be a really good unit. And you know why? Because our offense is actually doing something. Last year, we didn't even know what our offense was. We ourselves had no idea what our offensive identity was because we didn't have quarterback play and we didn't have a scheme that lined up to the head coach's scheme. So I am intrigued, Nick and Jonathan, because it's not it's not a cop-out. I'm not looking at it from the standpoint of I need to see what the final record is. No, I'm looking at it from, does this football team, does this organization have pieces that are progressing, showing that they're worth another contract, showing that they can take the next step? Because here's what's fascinating. If the majority of those pieces are not showing that, and your draft picks continue to flop, then what does that mean? It means there's a light at the end of the tunnel from the standpoint of if the bottom falls out that badly, then there's going to be changes and there's going to be a new regime. So there's a lot of intrigue with this camp and with this season because there's a lot of fascinating avenues that this organization is going to take from this point.
Yeah, John, in an odd way, I almost think this training camp and some of the preseason games has an opportunity to be just as, if not more exciting than some of the actual games itself this year.
I agree with that. I think the preseason games are, if used correctly, let's face it, last year the Browns, they were treating the preseason like a team that was coming off the playoffs. And I understood why Kevin Stefanski did that. And, you know, this is going to be a hot button topic throughout the entire league about playing versus sitting. Very few Browns should be sitting during the preseason, if any. But, you know, other than Myles Garrett, I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, oh, they've got to sit no matter what. The quarterback play is you got to monitor it every single day. And I think this competition is real. I think there's a level of mystery to it. Of course, we all want clarity, and perhaps that helps. But if there were clarity, we'd already have it. And so that means that if you're a fan, this is actually a year where I would want to show up to training camp. Because if you're a fan, you're looking at what everybody else is looking at. And who looks the most present? Who looks like the best leader? What are guys saying? You know, when you have a quarterback competition, sometimes what the guys are saying says it all. And I will say that's where Joe Flacco has a leg up in this competition. This is something that's not getting brought up. Because guys, there are people in that Browns locker room who have been a part of success with Joe. Not years of success, but a run of success and a run of more success than prior times. So if in the preseason you're hearing players say, you know, that's Joe, man. He's a leader. It's what he does. He's got the instincts. Or if somebody says, you know, Kenny Pickett's not getting enough credit. And actually, he could be a guy that he deserves some more respect. Just because he wore a different jersey doesn't mean that we don't think that he's capable. Or, hey, you know what? Dylan Gabriel's size doesn't actually impact him, which I actually think of the four quarterbacks, guys, that is my most intriguing question of the preseason. Because when the Browns drafted Dylan Gabriel in the third round, we all went, what? They could have gotten him in the fifth round. So my question is now, in preseason games against certain guys that are not going to be on NFL rosters, a lot of them, does the size actually impact him that negatively? If it does, to use a third-round pick, the Browns must have believed that the size was not going to be a reason why he would be held back. Of the four quarterbacks, it's Gabriel who I'm most intrigued by, actually, not Shador, because I think Shador's got some ability, some talent. For me, it's like with this regime, they took that kid in the third round. Does he look like he's just not ready at all in the preseason? Or does he look like a guy that actually has an amount of upside? You don't take a quarterback in the third round based on who was on the board at that time, unless you think something of him.
John Fanta asking, does size matter on the fan hotline here with Nick and Jonathan?
I think it does, John. Oh, I think it does.
John, draw up the perfect quarterback situation to play out this year for the Cleveland Browns.
Well, you asked perfect. The perfect quarterback situation is probably not a realistic one, but the perfect quarterback situation is Shador Sanders wins the job. And he pops off, and everything goes right, and he becomes this franchise's quarterback. That's the perfect situation, because in my opinion, that's good. One, that would mean that he's doing something to help your football team win more than three games, and two, that then you don't have to exhaust the top 5 to 10 pick. I won't count the Browns in this, but I don't think Jacksonville's going to be a good football team, so a top 5 to 10 pick on another quarterback. Like, of course, you have a safety net. You do. Of, you know what? We've stacked up assets to take another quarterback. You know, I don't think it'll be, but if it's Arch Manning that you want to go hard after, okay. You know, that option is in play. Or name whoever that quarterback is that comes on the scene and really shows that they're worthy. There's a couple of them. This could be a good class to take quarterbacks. Certainly better than this past year's one. So for me, that's the perfect situation, right? Is it the most realistic? I'll go realistic perfect situation. Realistic perfect situation is that one of the veteran guys starts the season, okay, and shows some good enough signs, also shows who on this roster is worthy, who on this roster is still just not very good and doesn't depend, particularly the offense, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Like, let's find out some answers. Let's find out some answers in the backfield, you know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You said goodbye to Nick Chubb. All right, well, now you're in a position at the running back spot where I know that the Judkins thing is real, but the fact is you've got Jerome Ford, you've got Dylan Sampson, who I've heard good things about. You know, like, what's that going to look like for this football team? And you get through the early portion of the schedule, right? Like, I kind of look at it from the standpoint of you get through those six games from Bengals, Ravens, Packers, Lions, Vikings, Steelers, okay? And it's in Pittsburgh. And then you say, you know what? Our football team, we are what we are. We're going to be best case is we're going to be a 7-10 football team if Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco lead us healthily the entire season. All right, so that's what we're going to be. We're going to make a change. We're going to go with a rookie. And you know what? We're going to finish 8-9, and we're going to learn a lot about ourselves, and we're going to say that either one of the rookies by the season's end, we believe that we have gotten a quarterback for the future. And, oh, by the way, we've got some draft capital. So if we'd like to, we could stockpile our quarterback room with another really, really quality quarterback come NFL draft time. Or we say, you know what, we don't want to exhaust either first rounder on that. We believe in a second rounder, and we think that Kevin Stefanski still has the fastball. He's found his quarterback for the next 10 years, whether that's Sanders, whether that's Gabriel, although I think Gabriel's a longer shot to find that out about now. But that would be the perfect scenario. You find out by the end of the season that you've got a quarterback for your franchise, and you don't have to pick in the top three of the draft, and it has to be a quarterback.
All right, John, not that I'm saying you ever left, but are you back in on the Guardians?
Well, I never left. Nick Wilson and I have been in Section 151. We've just been talking. I mean, Nick, did you and I ever leave the ballpark? In fact, if I'm correct, I think Jonathan Peterlin's missed like three straight starts from Slade Ciccone.
Mm.
Oh, no. Slade did an interview on Baskin and Phelps. You didn't get the update. And he went so pitching nerd dumb on me that I became an instant fan, John.
This
is why he's got six different pitches, and he's evolving as a starting pitcher. He's using them. He's mixing. He's matching.
Oh.
He's making it. He's making the ball dance out there, John. Mm. And after that interview, I was like, that's a pitching geek. I like that.
Seems like revisionist history.
I like that guy right there. That Slade always been in his corner.
Well, I am. I'm more in than I was. I was never fully out, as you guys know, and a certain rant went to the internet a couple weeks back when I said I just think, and I still, this recent run actually shows a little bit, that for us to go to extremes, it was all relative to last year. And let's face it, guys. None of us heading into last season had Cleveland going to the American League Championship Series. And it was an amazing run, and that's what made it so remarkable. This season, up until about 10 days ago, had shown us the amount of flaws and vulnerabilities. I think you could say, and we said this before, that the front office missed with the money that they had on several signings, while also saying that the front office for the better part of the last decade has made mostly smart, very strategic, measured moves. Now, that wasn't the popular take because people want the Mets or the Dodgers or the Yankees payroll, and again, you're just going to be yelling at clouds forever until, well, nothing changes because it's just not going to happen unless Rob Manfred and baseball change up and say owners have to spend X amount at least. Which, who knows, could happen in a couple years. But I'm more in than I was. I still, do I think that this is a team that is going to make the playoffs? I would say today I'd vote no, and it's not just because they're out of it. I still just don't trust their lineup for a long enough stretch to say that they're going to, but that could change. You know, if they, obviously they've had some AAA injuries, but they've got the makeup still, and they have an MVP in Jose Ramirez, who last night, that three-run homer changed the trajectory of the game. And now, this is the crucial window. Like, they had to take three of four from Baltimore. They took the first one. They've got to take two of three. Then they've got to take two of three from the Royals, and you probably have to sweep the Colorado Rockies. But all of a sudden, when a baseball team wins 17 of 22 or 18 of 23, yeah, like, they're hanging around, and people shouldn't get mad if they don't. I think they're going to look to sell a part off at the deadline. I don't think the chances of it happening are very high. And I think the Guardians are in a mix of a lot of teams. That third wild card, Nick and JP, has caused a lot of dilution to baseball and how much trade deadline activity there is. Not because I actually think the Guardians would make a move to sell somebody off for their trajectory heading into 2026 and beyond, if not in the current season. But because I think they acknowledge they're not a championship contender. They're just not. But I do like the starting rotation. Gavin Williams' performance over the weekend was very encouraging. Bybee gave him length last night. Like, they have saved the bullpen here out of the break. So, if this is as bad as it gets for a Guardians fan, then, man, I still think we've got it pretty good.
All right, John, it's been floated, a Emmanuel Clase for Jaron Duran in parts deal. Would you make that trade if you were the Guardians?
Yes, I would. I would do that because I think that as much as Emmanuel Clase is under team control, I for the next couple of years, I am not a purchaser of the thought that a closer is that dominant for that long. So Duran, to me, I believe that Cleveland needs to get a mix of positional players, certainly an outfielder who can hit. And Jalen Duran showed me enough that he can do that. And the Guardians have been so starved to find somebody that has a little bit of pop, that has an OPS that's above 750. That's not Jose Ramirez or Stephen Kwan. And you did say end parts. And if they did that, would there be vitriol? Would there be people angry? Yeah, there would be. But I'm looking at it from the standpoint of number one. I think the Guardians have done a very good job of building their bullpens through the years, and they would be able to find a formidable enough option at closer, if not immediately, then down the road, meaning for next season. And I think this team, for so long, has had a crisis of not being able to identify three consistent enough outfielders on their baseball team who can go up to the plate and hit. And I know that Duran would solve at least one of those issues. So the answer is I would do it. It might not be popular, but I think it would be the right move for where this team is, because closers can be tricky, Nick and JP. And I don't think this Cleveland team is going deep into the playoffs. And if they made the playoffs, they'd probably be stuck in that third wild card. They're not dead. They're still hanging around. There's still reason to monitor this baseball team in a weaker American League. But I don't think that for them, their needs of offense are so much greater than their needs of pitching. And I don't want to diminish him, but the closer goes in the ninth inning. And I think we've shown a history of being able to have that spot be solid enough, whereas that offense has just hurt way too much over the years, particularly at outfield spots.
All right, John, we got to run, buddy, but appreciate you. Great stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate you.
John Fanta, college basketball on Fox, Cleveland's own on the Fan Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say and just the obvious sleeping on Mason Graham that's going on in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.